I'll just start very quickly, just going over last week. Must be really pleased, A, to get to the second round, B, to have started so well against Phil, and C, to have got some quite considerable praise from a 16-time world champion at the end of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, very happy with the words, all I'd say. Yeah, and yeah, very happy with the way I started. Yeah, I went off like a rocket. And obviously getting through the second round, yeah, that was my aim for the weekend, to win a big stage game.
Yeah.
Had a quite a successful players' championship as well, which is always good, which may be more important at the moment, because that's the yearly prize money that gets into the GB competitions. Narrowly missed the plot, 9 data against Justin Pope on Sunday as well.
Yeah.
Could have gone into the Grand Prix in better form, really.
That must have helped then. It must have been a considerable confidence boost then, going, because you pushed Justin really incredibly close, didn't you, in the Players' Championship?
Yes, I did. Well, I was 5-2 down, and then something clicked inside my head, and I got a steely look in my eyes, and started hitting him with everything I've got, and made it to 5-5, and the last leg was a bit of a belter as well. We both went 100, 140, 180. And both missed the 81, and then he cleaned up. So.
Yeah, fine lines. But when you were on the, at the Grand Prix, you looked completely at ease. You were, giving the crowd a bit of feedback, I suppose, as well. Giving them something to cheer and get behind. I know that you progressively got better on the European tour as well. Do you feel that everything's sort of fitting into place quite nicely at the moment for you?
Yeah. Every time I go up on that stage, I get a little bit more comfortable. I just got to work on my energy, I think, because I played it a bit against Phil. So next time I'm going to take some energy sweets or something to have backstage to keep me levels up.
Yeah, well, I suppose as well, putting in a performance and learning like that against Phil is a fantastic opportunity and a fantastic experience for you.
Oh, yeah. Might have been better to beat him, but...
Next time. When we looking ahead to this coming weekend, back on the floor in Crawley, and as you say, I suppose, is now the time then that you need to kick in and get some more results, just to make sure that you are a regular at the major major events?
Yeah, it's a good idea to keep doing well each week at the floor events. I'm guaranteed for Minehead now, Players' Championship finals. Well in the running for that now. So it's just a matter of keeping the form going, picking up prize money every time, and looking forward to next year as well. And after, obviously after the World Championships.
Excellent. I know that you're saying about the Players' Championships and what have you, and it's a good opportunity to get money. Last week's exploits in Dublin saw you move up to, from 42nd to 40th in the world. Are you pleased with the progress you're making there?
Definitely, yeah. Cracked the top 40 now. It's pushed for the 32 now. That's the big one.
It's quite tight, isn't it? So, if you do get a good run on a Saturday or a Sunday, then you're likely to see a decent rise up the rankings as well that way.
Yeah, in the yearly order of merit, it's quite tight, yeah. But that's important to keep in the top 32, so that's who you're seeded for the Players' Championship floor events. That helps avoid some of the bigger names to begin with.